To Simply Jean Ann. I'm your host, Jean Ann Duckworth, taking you on a journey from guilty girl to empowered woman. Let's get started with the show. I'm talking to you in the series about the problems with guilt. I'm having a really good time with guilt, not feeling it, but dealing with it as a message, because I'll talk to you about this. I'm developing all this new marketing and branding material that has to do with traveling, because when we talk about guilt, we always talk about a guilt trip. And it just led me to think of all kinds of things. And I knew I was on the right track because my message just fell into place so easily. And it dovetailed perfectly with material I already had developed. It just will take a little tweaking so that it fits with the theme. That being said, in the introduction, I explained to you that I told you the story of two moms who found themselves in situations where they felt guilty. They thought they'd done something wrong. And in reading about the one mom's experience and listening to the other mom's experience, I came to the realization, especially with the one I heard, because I could hear in her voice, that it wasn't guilt she was feeling, it was fear. And it made me go back and read the blog post by the first mom. And even though it was a written word, I could sense the fear in what she was saying, what she was writing, even though she kept talking about feeling guilty. And this is what led me to realize that what we as women so often call guilt is actually fear. And I'm going to keep saying this in every episode, even though you might think, well, that's not a big deal. It's, you know, tomato, tomato. You call it fear, I call it guilt. What difference does it make? We mean the same thing. Well, we may mean the same thing, but it doesn't have the same impact. We talk about infections, and we think we mean the same thing, but what I mean is a bacterial infection, and what you mean is bacterial, and what I mean is viral, the treatment for each of them is completely different. They're both still infections. We may think they're both the same thing. They both may present themselves with the exact same symptoms, but they have to be treated completely different because they aren't the same thing at the heart of it. And it's the same thing with fear and guilt. So in the first part of the series, part one, I explained the fact that when you call it guilt, the implication is you've done something wrong, not wrong in your own opinion, but wrong by society standards or wrong by a group of experts, but somebody in a position of authority whose opinion is trusted by the community at large has said, this isn't right, that makes it wrong, and if you do it, you're guilty of something. That's not the case most of the time when we think we are guilty of something. The mom with the vitamins hadn't done anything wrong. Her kids were healthy, they were fine. The pediatrician had never said about anything about, you know, they're a little anemic or a little underweight, maybe you should be giving them vitamins. Nothing like that. She hadn't done anything wrong. My friend who was sending her daughter to high school and was concerned her daughter was ill-equipped for the 4 years ahead and whatever lay beyond that, she felt guilty that she hadn't done enough to prepare her. And she hadn't done anything wrong. She had done everything she was supposed to do. And you can't show up a couple months before high school begins and suddenly have people telling you, oh, you should have done this. Oh, thanks. Where was the booklet telling me that when she started kindergarten? I don't want to go off on that tangent. neither one of them had done anything wrong. Most of the time when we say we feel guilty, we haven't done anything wrong. We're just afraid. We're afraid of what people will think, what they will say, and we're afraid we may have innocently harmed someone in the process. What's the problem with that? Well, when you think you've done something wrong, the next step is, and this is part two, you try to make it right. And you can't. You haven't done anything wrong. You cannot make it right. Even if you are guilty of something, well, sometimes when you're guilty of something, they make you do reparation. You have to pay for it. If you hit somebody, you know, another car with your car, tap somebody in the parking lot, you have to pay for the damages. You're guilty of having done that, and you're responsible. That's guilt. That's somebody else by a larger standard saying you did something wrong, and you did. If when I watch Law and Order at the end, when they find the person guilty of whatever the crime was, then they go to jail or something happens because they did something wrong, and something has to be done to make it right. It might not repair things, but it's a tit for tat type of thing. In this case of the young mom with vitamins and Jen with school, there wasn't anything they could do to make it right because they hadn't done anything wrong. The mom could have gone ahead and given her kids vitamins, but it would have been not only a waste of time, but once she did the research on the cost of the vitamins, good heavens, it was going to cost her about $200 a month for all the vitamins these moms were giving their kids, for her to do that for her kids. And she couldn't afford that. So she really wouldn't have been making the situation right. It is, both of these cases are classic examples of it not being broke and they're trying to fix it. If it ain't broke, you can't fix it. If you haven't done something wrong, you're only going to cause yourself an incredible amount of frustration and far too often money. And I think if I remember correctly, that's the next part, trying to make it right. And we fail miserably. And then we only feel more guilty because why can't I make this right? Why won't this work? I've tried and tried, and nothing I do seems to make it any better. Well, you can't make it any better. That's not how this works. The problem with guilt is you haven't done anything wrong, and even though because you keep calling it guilt, in your mind you think you've done something wrong. Oh, I need to make it right. And you're just going to frustrate the heck out of yourself trying to make it right. You see this vicious cycle we get ourselves in? It just keeps growing. And when we get to, let me check and see, I'm pretty sure this is the next one. Yeah. Number three is we overreact. And then number four is we overcompensate. The problems we start running into is we start trying to do too much and it doesn't work. And then we start trying to throw money at it. And we just end up hurting the situation even more. So I'm trying to help you break this cycle. Because once you accept the fact it's fear, once you can sit back and look at it and go, is it fear? You know how to identify fear. Then you can start looking at ways to fix it. Fear is something you can deal with. Fear is something you can make better. More importantly, fear is something that can be overcome. You might not be able to eliminate it entirely, but there are ways that you can learn to control it. And down the road, I'll be talking about that. So remember, you can't make it right if for no other reason but because you have done nothing wrong. That's all for this episode. Be sure to join me next time. Until then, I'm simply Jean Ann, Jean Ann Duckworth, encouraging you to stop calling it guilt and embrace the power within. I'll talk to you next time.